no matter what you try, you're going to fail. Mm-hmm. You don't learn without failing. Right. You know what? You don't just know. People who do things don't just know how to do those things. Mm-hmm. There is maybe a small handful that do, mm-hmm. but most are going to fail 1,000 times before that one time hits.
Right.
But when it hits, you know that feeling. Welcome back to Just Weirdly Blended. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tom.
And it's Super Bowl week day. It's
Super Bowl week day.
It's Super Bowl day.
Yeah, for those of you listening, it's probably like Tuesday or Wednesday by the time this is released. But right now, it is the Sunday morning
before
the Super Bowl.
I forget. I always forget. It takes about a day or so for us to get this out now.
I don't know if that's going to continue or not. You know, usually we tried to pump that thing out, but you know, we're working with some awesome people at Magic Mind, and so we let them hear stuff first before we send it out. So that gives us a little bit of a delay.
Yeah, for sure.
But you know.
Yeah.
Let's go back in time.
Super Bowl. The Niners are there. I'm
remember where you were Sunday morning before the Super Bowl.
I was in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Making scones.
Yes.
Because we're doing like a Super Bowl party at the house. And so Tom and, you know, Blanca, and then we have some other friends, David and
Brooke
and Jade, we invited. And just have some people. We invited Sophie and Eddie. We don't know if they're going to show.
Yeah.
But I doubt it, but we invited them.
Okay.
But yeah, it should be a fun time. I'm excited.
Usually Super Bowl's always a good time.
Normally I'm very superstitious, so it was like
I was kind of surprised when we got the invitation because I told you last week, I'm like, I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
No pressure.
Wanted to host the dinner because like Dave and Brooke has hosted a couple times. Tom and Blanca hosted. And we were actually, I talked to you.
Right.
Like, we were going to host, but we didn't know when. And then I think Dave and Brooke did their hosting
right
after I had said something. And then for Super Bowl, we were like, okay, Lisa's like, are we going to do this Saturday or Sunday? Because I know you're like, you don't like people around. You don't like, when you watch your game, you're usually like very superstitious. Like,
yeah. So like, I'm going to be on this guy like white on rice.
And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, I don't know. And then I was just like thinking about it. I was like, no, you know, it'd be cool. Because it's like, if they do win though, it'd be cool to be like, have, you know, people around.
Yeah.
You know, I'm excited. It's only, so when I watch it with, I would watch it with like Eddie or something.
Yeah.
And we'd lose every time. So I told Lisa, I can't watch it.
Man.
Can't watch the game.
See, I got a buddy from work. The same thing would happen.
Can't watch it with you guys.
Yeah. So this guy, so the two of the guys that teach on the third grade team love.
Let's go, Mike.
So Mike actually was not the guy I was talking
to. He loves the Niners, though. That's all. Sorry.
So Mike, is Mike a Niners guy, too?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because there's two other teachers.
Unless I'm lying, but I can swear he is.
No. I think he might be right. He's just not the most vocal.
No.
Because two of the other teachers, well, one of the other teachers is very vocal about it. The other one is a fan, but not as outspoken. But he said he went to this other guy, John's house, every year that they had gone.
The
Super Bowl before, because you know recently they've had
times they've gone.
They just haven't won, and he's like, I got tired of it because he's like, every time I'm there, they don't win. So I was like, I can't do it anymore. I'm not coming over.
I get it.
Guess what's happening to him today?
He's having people over.
His wife is originally, you know, Chinese, like from China.
She's getting deported.
Kind of the opposite. They're bringing her mom over. I guess her dad passed a few months ago. So sorry to the family. But they're bringing mom over. She's on a visa for now.
Has she been to America?
I think she's come to visit before, but it's more long term. You know, she's older.
So she's going to be doing like the 6 month at a time.
So they're going to see how long they can extend it to have her stay with them. But he goes, yeah, so guess what I'm doing on Sunday? He's like, we're going to drive into Seattle and try to get, because she's flying in this morning.
I hope he's going to listen to it.
So he's like, I'm going to try to get to Seattle. We're going to get some stuff for Chinese New Year, and then we're going to come back. And he's like, like, if I do the math, maybe I'll catch the game.
Oh.
So he's like, he's bummed, but he's also more than happy to do it for his wife and his family. But yeah, so I'm thinking about him today. I hope that everything works out. He's able to catch at least, you know, maybe like the second half of the game.
Because of that sacrifice, I hope I hope we win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because of that sacrifice.
That's a sacrifice.
I hope San Francisco wins. San Francisco deserves the win. Actually, they do deserve the win. I was thinking about this because they were talking about it on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not against the
Kansas City Chiefs.
There we go. The Chiefs.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
But they've won. They've been and they've won, right?
Four times.
So it's like, it's time. San Francisco's gone, I think, what, three times in recent history, but they haven't had a win.
Yeah, we're 5-3 or something.
Yeah.
Something.
So it's time for San Francisco to have a win.
Yeah, two times, I think. Yeah.
So. Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Andy Reid from the Chiefs, I like a lot. He's funny as hell.
Andy Reid's good.
I enjoy him. So I enjoy the team. I have nothing against them, but I will be rooting for San Francisco.
He's a Swiftie.
He's a Swiftie. You know, I was thinking too, like, people are shitting on her hard.
So I know people shit on her.
Right.
And I don't know if we talked about this before.
We might have a little bit.
But I think the one thing about her that people like overlook, she's just supporting her man.
And she actually, like,
to me, it's just like she's, the cameras are on her. And
right.
I don't know if she's shumming it up,
but
she's
not
excited.
Her fault. She's not done one thing at a game that pulled the attention to her.
No, people are like,
the NFL
she's cheering because he scores.
That they're going to get a billion tweens or whatever they call them.
Do you know how much they've made off of her?
To listen and watch the games. Like, they're expanding their marketing, which is not dumb. It's a little annoying. I'm not going to lie. But it's not dumb. It's a smart move. And it's not Taylor Swift's fault. Everyone's acting like it's her fault.
She's like the Michael Jackson of the generation.
She is.
She's world known.
And look,
you know what I mean?
I'm an adult man. I don't get it fully myself, but she is at least talented. She writes really good music. Like, she writes good lyrics. She actually plays an instrument. She's not a prepackaged.
I'm gonna there's some songs by Taylor Swift that get me wanting to dance.
Yeah.
I heard one in the store one day.
Yeah,
this is before all the commotion with Travis Kelce.
Oh yeah.
But it was like Shake It Off.
Oh yeah, that one was just in my head.
I was just like, God damn, I forget this song.
I'm gonna shake this shit off, man.
But it was funny because as I'm walking around, there's people like dancing. Like, I could see like this guy was with his girl, and she was like,
yeah,
she's like looking for fucking corn. She's like, shake it off.
In Walmart. That's great.
I was just laughing. And then this other girl like walking next to her man, and he's like. She's like sitting there. They're both dancing. I'm like, oh my God.
It's like a commercial.
It was funny as hell.
Well, she must have that thing, you know, like they talk about certain notes or like magical notes and they go together. And
and she just won a Grammy.
No, she's very talented. Yeah, yeah. But we all know that Beyonce should have won. Do you remember that? Years ago? Do you remember when?
Well, no, they're talking about that today, this time.
Right. Well, because Jay-Z, I think, made a similar comment, which it's his girl. I get it. I love Beyonce as a person.
I don't like her music.
I think she's great. Her music to me, it's not my style.
So people who know me know I've never been a Beyonce fan ever since even Destiny's Child. Back into Destiny's Child,
sure.
I never liked her. It's not that she.
The style,
I just don't like her voice. Like the way it sounds to me, it doesn't do something for me.
Yeah, right.
I actually liked Kelly. Uh-huh. Of Destiny's Child. I liked her voice. I really thought it was beautiful. And
yeah.
Beyonce has some songs. There's a couple songs where they're good. Like, they sound nice.
Right. Because
they're not like your typical, like, you know, put a ring on it and those songs.
Right.
But there's certain songs I just can't. I couldn't play it at our wedding. That was my only. Anything only request.
Else?
I told the DJ.
No,
Beyonce.
That's funny. He's like,
that sounds fucked up, right?
He's like, well, they're okay.
He was like, what about single girls? That's when all the ladies.
Single ladies.
And I was like,
that's
I was okay.
Ring on it, right? Same song?
I don't know. If you like
all
it.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies.
Maybe it sounds the same. If you like it, put a
ring on it. Right?
Is it single ladies and the ring on it the same?
I think they're the same.
Or they sound the same.
No,
you know
I think
who also
the same.
Has good songs?
Who?
Is The Weeknd.
Yeah.
But if you listen to his music, sounds all the same.
Yeah, true. Right.
Right. Nick goes, it was when The Weeknd played the Super Bowl a few years back. Nick made the comment about, he goes, when you listen to it, it just sounds like the same song over and over the whole time. It sounded the same.
He's got a certain rhythm.
But he has some of his songs I like.
Yeah. He's kind of got the Michael Jackson thing, like some of his tones and things that he uses, I think.
I heard this song by, it was Doja Cat. It was Doja Cat and, no, it wasn't Doja Cat. It was Dua Lipa and Elton John.
Okay, Dua Lipa. I just saw her in a movie.
Uh-huh. She's cute.
She's really good at singer.
She is very good.
She's a great singer.
So, dude, she, it was her,
her music is very, very catchy.
No, she has a pretty voice.
I've not like heard a Dua Lipa song I didn't like.
So this was a remake of an Elton John song. So how's Elton John?
Oh, okay.
And it was...
I
was
he like, actually performs in it, or they just like...
See, I don't know if they do it together or if it was like her added into it kind right. of thing.
What so, are they called? I don't sampling?
Know. Yeah,
they
I don't know.
Sampled it.
But he has his part in the song. You know what I mean? It's not like they're just taking the chorus for him.
Right, something. Right, right.
No, that's, I was going to say, it's, you know, coming in the air tonight, but that's not.
Come in my ear tonight?
I've coming never heard... in the air tonight. Oh. What's that? What song is that?
Oh, that's Phil Collins.
That's
right?
Phil Collins.
I
yeah.
can feel it yeah. coming in the air no, tonight.
I can't remember the song. It was, I just heard it yesterday.
Oh, no.
But I was like, me and Alicia.
John song?
Me and Alicia were like in the car and I was like, she had her music playing and I was like, God, what song is this? And I was like, fuck, this song's sick, dude. I love this song. It sounds so good.
I'm trying to think of it. I haven't heard it.
And I was like, it's a remix of it's Elton John and Dua Lipa. And I was like, huh. This is nice. I liked the song. I was like, this is kind of cool. I like the song. It just had a cool beat and then it just yeah. sick.
See, that's the thing about Dua Lipa. I like her beats. That one song, I Should Have Stayed at Home. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like so upbeat. Like it feels, it's almost like it feels like it would have been during like the disco era or something.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, like yeah. very high energy kind of stuff.
I like that kind of stuff.
It's nice. Like I don't always love it, but
yeah,
I don't
Alicia,
know, for some
she
reason.
Was jamming out like Friday. She's like, I don't know, she just had a couple drinks yeah. at home, and she had her music playing, and we yeah. were yeah, we were just in the kitchen. We were both dancing.
Yeah,
but God, I was sore the next day. Yesterday?
Yeah.
I was like, damn,
it's
my
like
legs
when you go out and
sore.
Hit golf balls, like, and you haven't done it in a while, and yeah. you're like overkilling it. The next like, day, you're like, fuck,
my arms. Like my back, yeah, my
yeah.
ribs.
Yeah, I can't move
my arm. But yeah.
Actually, it is. It's right in the ribs.
Yeah.
And like your arms.
And the if, back. If you, for me, sometimes it's my
sometimes,
back.
Yeah, tweak the back.
Like,
man.
I'm like, oh, shit.
And then the old guys are out there to do it every day, and they're fine.
For real.
So speaking of Dua Lipa, so the movie that she was in was called Argyle. I don't know if anybody's heard about it.
Oh, isn't it Ben Affleck in that?
Or no, not Ben Affleck.
I've seen the movie. I haven't seen the movie, but I've seen the.
So I just had it in my little feed. What's this guy? God, I know him too.
Oh, that's fucking Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my man crush, man.
Oh.
I can't remember his name now.
I can't remember his name, but I'm trying to look for it. Anyway, it was a really fun movie. And it's kind of like they're saying this weekend its numbers are bad because, well, for one thing, it's like...
Did you go to the movies to see it?
Yeah, we went on Thursday night.
Oh, I haven't been to a
movie.
Which
is kind of funny because it was one of those moments that almost turned into an argument. So Blanca goes, there's a movie I want to go see.
Henry Cavill.
Yes. Yeah, there we go.
I don't know why.
I was like, oh, cool. And then she goes, yeah, like we should go do this and that. And I'm like, well, this weekend's going to be rough because we got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And like tomorrow night, Elliot's got basketball practice. And she's like, so I had commented like maybe we could go tonight. She didn't hear that part. So she's like, yeah, well, let's just never go do anything because blah, blah, blah. Like you're so negative. I go, did you hear me say we could go tonight? And all of a sudden she's like, blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, I hadn't heard that. Like, she completely about-faced it. It was funny.
You know, it's funny you bring that up because it's sometimes, and I think men are guilty of this as well, but sometimes I think women only hear what they
think,
what they want to hear. Yeah. Yeah, or what they think they're going to hear. Yeah, right. For sure. They already have that, pre-assumption.
Yeah.
That you're going to say no or you're
right.
gonna come up with excuse.
Yeah, Blanca actually, like, it's kind of interesting, and it's not all her fault. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But this is my show, and I get to say what I want. Yeah. So
it's right from your point of view.
So, like, for years, I found it really difficult to do things because most things she just had zero interest in.
Yeah.
So it's like there's a very small window, and then to try to be at all surprising or anything, it's mm-hmm. like – just felt insanely difficult. So the other night, I'm joking about going to bowl. And she goes, oh, I like bowling. And like, you don't like bowling. You've told me specifically numerous times
you
hate bowling.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, no, I think it'd be fun.
Dude, me and Alicia were going to invite you guys bowling.
But you didn't because you remember her saying how stupid it was. Yeah. That's I won't go into her business, but.
You know what? and everyone's tastes change throughout the years.
They do. So at least she's becoming more happy. I think it's she's funny that realizing, like, you know, there's this personal happiness side that's improving.
Yeah.
And I think it's helping her be a little more. Like she actually wants to go hike Badger if we have time today.
So oh, nice.
Might try to do that.
Oh.
But this movie, Argylle, I want it to be a success because, for one thing, it has Catherine O'Hara in it. And I love Catherine O'Hara.
Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell's in it. Again, Henry Cavill. I don't know this actress, Ariana DeBose. But she's very pretty. And she was good in the movie. John Cena plays a little bit of a role. Who else? Oh, Bryan Cranston's in it.
Okay.
Samuel L. Jackson's in it. These people deserve a win. And this movie, like, it's not the best movie ever made.
Rob Delaney.
But it is a funny, good. It's like, it's the right amount of funny.
Nice.
It's like corny funny at times. They have like these super dance scenes that are like over the top in the scenario. I won't get into it too much, but like, I enjoyed it. Yeah. I felt like it was done the right way. Like the director definitely knew what he was going for and shot the scenes purposely with that in mind. And so it's like, it was just very funny. Deserves a win. So, you know, after the Super Bowl, go out and watch Argylle. It was entertaining. It was fun.
Me and Alicia, we haven't gone to a movie in a while, but there hadn't been anything. I've been like,
that's how we felt.
You know,
this after I watched last year, I watched that show about them making The Godfather.
Yeah.
They kind of talk about release windows. And I forget exactly. It's been about a year since I watched that show. Great show, by the way.
Yeah, I remember you were talking about that.
If anybody is interested and loves The Godfather, just, I don't know, Google Godfather show.
And it'll
show you. Paramount Plus has it. Really good show. But they talk about like the release window when they want it to come out. And they're like, well, we're going to miss this day, Valentine's Day. And then you got to wait till like forever before you release another movie or else nobody watches it.
Yeah.
So this is kind of coming out in that winter, you know, funk. But it's a great movie to just go watch. It's funny. It's fun. Yeah. Catherine O'Hara alone.
She's awesome.
After watching Schitt's Creek and her performance as Moira Rose, I fucking love that
show. She had me as Kevin's mom.
Kevin's mom forever. So, and then Kevin's dad, I actually don't know the actor's name, but I love him because he was Kevin's dad. So he was like a dad.
I've seen him more.
Childhood.
He's kind of a dick in some stuff.
He was in The Sopranos. He was the cop in The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's the first thing I saw. I'm sure he's done a ton of other things.
But oh, yeah, he has.
For me, I saw him in the first season of The Sopranos, and he's a corrupt detective that ends up offing himself. And like, this isn't Kevin's dad, or Kevin's dad took a real weird turn. Maybe that's where all the money came from.
That's why they don't make
Home
Alone.
Did you see their house in Chicago?
Well, no, that's the thing. So that's where the money came from.
Yeah.
And the reason they stopped making Home Loans is because Kevin's dad offed himself.
He got found out.
Yeah. No, it's funny you were talking about like Blanca and bowling and stuff. Because Alicia was having like a moment where she was just like wanting to do more exciting things and stuff.
Right.
And it's really hard to do that sometimes to find
the thing that they're actually interested in.
Yeah. Because I don't know, because I think in every relationship, there comes a lull.
It comes
like a little down moment before it goes back up. And then you start finding those things that you like to do. And
well, Blanca seemed a little happier in general.
Yeah.
And
that's good.
That's made a lot easier. I feel like we've done a lot of things. And, you know, our arguments always kind of boil down to, she's like, you never do anything.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, well, and I legitimately felt often like anytime I try to do something, it doesn't work anyway.
Yeah.
Either you don't want to do it that day or it sounds stupid or whatever.
Yeah, there's something.
And so, and it doesn't mean that I'm right and she's wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it like that. I'm just saying, you know, it was a very difficult thing.
Well, it's defeating. It's a defeating
thing. Well, yeah. And like, you just get to the point, you're like, I don't even have ideas because...
Yeah,
you're not going to like this. You're not going to like that. You don't want to do this. You know, it's somebody that doesn't want to go out and do things, but wants you to want to take them out to do something. It was a hard thing to do, but we've gone mini golfing. We went like to a movie, which she always liked movies.
Yeah, movies are awesome.
Like, I don't know. We've just done a lot of little things. It's been a lot of fun.
Mini golf.
I know.
Movies.
I can't list them. And this is my problem with arguments too. That's about, she's like, what did we do? What have we done? And dude. I'm like, mini golf?
So Alicia was kind of having this moment. She likes to dance. And she has this. There was this fuck up I did a few years ago, and Tom and Blanca were there.
Oh.
And Alicia was like, hey, let's dance to this song. And for whatever reason, I just didn't.
Where was this?
We were at the Amendment 21 bar.
Oh, shit.
It was like her birthday.
Yeah, I remember that night.
Yeah, she asked to dance, and then Blanca turns around right after, like, I was like, no, and then asked you to dance, and then you ask her to dance or something, and then Alicia was even more like,
oh,
okay.
Oh, shit.
And then I was
sorry, bro. I should have said,
To this day, like, so she has this assumption. That's my word of the day, I guess, assumption. That I can't say.
Yeah.
but she has this She thinks I don't like to dance because of that moment, okay. Right?
And I'm like, but you guys have gone dancing before.
That's what I tell her. I go, I like to dance, babe. To be honest with you, I don't know what my problem was in that moment. I know I wasn't drinking that day. Like, I was being good and stuff. And I just don't know, right? Yeah, I was embarrassed. Yeah. I think it was because it was like you're in a bar. I don't know. I felt weird, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, so I didn't. And so, like, she remembers that, but she don't remember all the times we've danced.
Right.
But I was like, no, babe, we've gone dance. She goes, we haven't danced in forever. I was like, we went dancing. You were pregnant and we went dancing.
Yeah.
She's like, you're lying. I'm like, I'm not lying.
We went with you guys because I'm not a nightclub person. I don't really like it. But we went with you guys at one time out to Joker's. And remember? You remember?
did you guys?
Yeah, one time.
Oh, a long time ago.
It was a while ago.
Well, no, she knows we've gone out.
Yeah, okay.
So she goes,
I was going to say, you've at least danced once.
And I was like, and we have. We've gone out a lot of times. And I was like, okay. Which that's something I think I need to, like, probably, that's one of those things that I'm putting in my little file system. Like, okay, I'll remember. Like, hey, babe, let's go out. Let's go out to fucking Joker's or something.
Yeah.
You know? Because even though we're older, we feel like we're too old sometimes to do that shit.
Yeah.
And you're not. You're never too old to do anything.
Honest. I feel too old.
You know what I mean? Because it's just about having fun. And like you said, like, what'd you say about, like, it's personal, just your personal growth. Something you're just doing it for fun. It's your happiness, your personal happiness.
Yeah, right? Right.
So anyway, long story longer. we're sitting in bed and sitting there, we're talking. She's listening to her music, and some Spanish group comes on that she really loves called Te Maradios or something like that. And I'm probably raping the name. And I go, babe, I took you. Remember, I bought tickets to go see them. Huh? I go, you were pregnant, and we were all dressed up, and we danced. We went dancing. She goes, that's a concert. I was like, no, it was all dancing. We was dancing. Everyone was dancing there. Like,
she goes,
you're right. I was like, oh, I'm keeping that one.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. No, you do a lot of very sweet.
You know what? I'm going to cheers myself to that.
Cheers, man. That was good. I haven't done anything that cool for Blanc.
But no, that was 9 years ago. My son's 9 now. Yeah, not that cool.
Yeah, but no, it is.
But, but I was thinking about it. Like, she wants to do things. She wants things more exciting in life, right?
Uh-huh.
Which I get, because you do get these moments of life where things just feel boring.
Yeah, but we live in Tri-Cities. How exciting can it get?
Well, what excitement are you looking forward to, you know?
Right.
Like, thing that I look in myself to realize is I didn't grow up and do this exciting stuff or, I worked.
Didn't have the money to do it.
Yeah. I went home, just watch TV, play games, or played outside. That's all I did, like, for a long time.
Yeah.
So when I got old enough, it was just work, and then, you know, I would go hang out with my girlfriend or do something like that. But it was never, I never knew. And even now, like, I'm learning, obviously, but, you know, what's exciting? Like, I didn't know to do things. I'm not exciting in that aspect. Cause I don't know. I don't remember.
No, I understand.
I don't remember how to do this.
I
didn't grow up that way. You know what I mean?
I grew up, I mean, my parents, we always had, you know, the roof over our head and everything. Like, they had money, if you will, in the sense we were never rich.
Like, yeah, but you guys always did you guys do things like with the parents?
So to a degree, I mean, like, yeah, we did some cool stuff. Like, they took us to Silverwood, which is kind of a local-ish theme park. We went there a few times. They took us to Disneyland twice, which is really cool. Like, we went to vacations to the beach. Every once in a while, we might see a movie or something. But, like, the day-to-day stuff, my parents are very practical. The reason they had money, they didn't have amazing high paying job.
Yeah, yeah.
They had very middle class jobs. And but they were smart with the way that they spent their money. They didn't just spend their money willy-nilly. So we didn't do a lot of little things, I guess. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like we would, once a week, we'd get like pizza and they'd rent a movie. Oh, and we'd actually, and you kind of brought this up earlier, we'd go into
Blockbuster,
the actual shop. And for us, I think it was like Hollywood Video or something.
Oh, fuck, Hollywood Video was awesome. That was like Blockbuster's competition, dude.
Yeah, so that was the one that we had closer to us. And I think their prices were a little lower, maybe. And so we would go there and rent a movie. And then like Saturday night, homemade popcorn, and we'd watch Cops followed by America's Most Wanted.
There's been a couple like ideas I've had in my head for like romance nights for like the wife. Like, but you bring up the nostalgia feeling of like renting a movie, because that's kind of gone by the wayside, you know?
Yeah, right. I mean, you can rent them on Amazon and stuff.
No. But there's something different. Like
going to the store, right? Yeah,
the kids will never understand. Like that's something our kids are never going to understand, is that feeling of going into like a Blockbuster or a Hollywood Video and going to pick out a video game to rent. Right?
How about this reference?
You're going to go rent out.
Be kind, rewind.
Ah, dude.
Does that mean something to you?
Yeah, for sure, man.
Does that mean anything to kids? Does the word rewind mean anything?
Yeah, no, probably not. Probably, what that word?
You just beep one button and you go
back. We used to have this thing that you put the tape in and you hold it down and rewind it.
That's it. Yeah, right.
But,
until one day my cousin wouldn't use them because it broke one of her movies.
That's going too fast.
Yeah. You know, I still have a VCR. Yeah. And I've watched VHS. They're not horrible. I was thinking like it's going to be super bad quality, and like it's watchable.
Yeah.
You know, I have some old movies. I'm like, I don't want to buy.
I think we have a VHS somewhere, but we still have a bunch of VHSs.
Yeah.
We have a player somewhere.
I mean, I wouldn't go out today and like buy VHSs, but
I have Disney ones.
Disney's cool.
Like we have.
I still have our childhood. Yeah. My childhood Disney set.
Yeah.
Little Mermaid,
but the ones that
you liked a lot when you were a kid, when you get to certain spots and it gets kind of grainy because you watched it over and over again.
Dude, I watched the Ninja Turtles, the first Ninja Turtles movie. I watched that thing to the point where I remember the lines from the movie.
What was the name of the first one?
The Ooze.
Was it Secret of the Ooze or was that number two? What was number two?
No, I think...
Two might have been Secret of the Ooze.
I think number one was
Ninja Turtles.
I think it was just Ninja Turtles.
Turtle and a Half Shell. Turtle Power.
Secret of the Ooze. But yeah, the first one I watched so much.
Yeah.
Just so much.
The third one was a little weird. The Samurai.
That was just
thing.
A cool
I
feeling.
I love the Samurai thing, but like we started watching that one the other day and I was like, this is
my
weird.
Mom lost her shit in the Blockbuster. I think I talked about that.
Oh, no.
I don't know if I talked about it on here or not or outside of here, but yeah, my mom lost her shit because they fucked up and didn't. She returned a movie and they said she didn't when we were checking out. She's like, no, we just returned it. Like my mom blew up like screaming like, I got this fucking movie. You're like, I was like, oh, my God, Mom, you're fucking embarrassing me right now. Like she was pissed. Like I can see where my anger came from.
Your mom was doing a Karen.
Oh, yeah. She was doing the Stephanie.
Man.
She was like, yeah, this back when my mom was a little more active like that. But she was. She blew up so hard. Anyway, they called later that night and they were like, we found the video. They didn't check it in. They just put it back on the shelf.
Oh, nice.
They didn't, my mom was like, oh, okay. But they didn't apologize. Like, I don't know. I doubt they are. He was kind of screaming, Mama. He was kind of embarrassing.
There was an episode of South Park years ago where Stan's dad, Randy, rented a pornographic film and they were going to have fun with it. And then they also rented Lord of the Rings so the kids would be busy.
Oh, shit.
So somehow, I forget how the episode fully went, but the whole thing was a spoof of Lord of the Rings. So the porn movie ended up being like The Ring for the kids. He accidentally gave them the wrong movie to return. So they had the porno and then the parents find out they've got, he puts it in and he's trying to get it on with the mom. And the mom's kind of looking at the TV and you hear the Lord of the Rings stuff starting. And he's like, oh yeah. And like, you know, this character Randy was an idiot.
Yeah.
If you ever watched the show, and he's still into it. And then all of a sudden he starts to realize it and they both freak out because the kid's on the porn. They take it to another kid's house. They all see it. And so they're all like turned onto the ring. This character Butters is like Schmeagol.
Oh, I love
he's
Butters.
He's trying to run off with the, his precious, the movie.
Yeah.
And they're, it's, ridiculous and funny. But there you go. Like, that was within relatively recent times, and that's within the last, I guess, 20 years.
I don't know. It's just so.
But you wouldn't make that show today because there would be no movie video to take it back to.
So one of my best friends growing up, Mike, he worked at Blockbuster.
Yeah,
and it was cool because I would go in there, like if I was going to spend the night at his house, I'd go to his work and we'd like chit chat while he was like closing up or something. Yeah.
Would he take a movie?
No, so he was able to get early access to movies that weren't released.
Oh wow!
Right, they were released in the fact that they were on VHS, but they weren't
available. Out, but you hold them until the
release day. Like it was like usually on Wednesdays or something is when they would release like new VHSs or something like that. So he would get to have those even with games. So like sometimes there'd be a game. So I'd go to his house and we'd get to like sit there and play.
That's cool,
dude. I can see the feeling of new games still being there, but that feeling of like renting a game or just renting a movie and just like,
and the Dropbox,
putting it in the fucking VH. There's like, there's not that anymore. Now it's just like,
it's like slot machines.
You just rent a movie off the TV and then you push play. We did that the other day. We watched with the kids. We watched Wish.
Think about it.
It was so musical.
You're right. Think about like, it was an ordeal. You had to go get in your car, drive somewhere. Yeah. It was like 30 minutes.
Now it's like parents are like, I don't got time for that. It's like, because everything's now, it's like, it's too fast.
And kids don't have the patience for it.
No, it was so cool.
Speaking of kids, I saw a video that was amazing. Blanca showed it to me this morning. This gal's doing your normal, typical thing, videoing somebody because he made her mad. She goes, this guy just slapped his granddaughter across the face, and the guy comes right up to her and looks in the camera, pissed, and he goes, yeah, she was cussing in public and then mouthing off to her grandma. That's why I slapped her across the face.
Hey, good grams.
And he starts walking away, and he goes, post it. Every comment was supportive of the grandpa. I got to say, she probably won't do that again.
Well, I mean, sometimes kids need that. To be honest, like, I don't condone fucking your kids up.
Violence against kids, but I'm sure he didn't flat out haul off and slap her. It was a bop across the face.
Shut your mouth.
Like, and you know what? If the kid's cussing in public and mouthing off to a grandma,
you don't do that.
I never mouthed off to my grandma. Maybe my mom every once in a while, never my grandma.
That's disrespectful, man. That's
very disrespectful.
There's a certain like levels of like disrespect that set me off. And some of that shit really gets under my skin when the kids get mouthy. Or
right.
They don't listen right.
Right.
It's like, oh my God, come on, man. Right. I don't need to be that way.
Right.
I could imagine. I don't think any of my kids would be mouthy in that sense where they'd mouth off.
Swearing off in public.
Fuck you, bitch. Can you imagine?
But I do enjoy the grandpa said goddamn in his response, and his issue is her cussing in public. So that part was kind of funny.
Post it.
You're goddamn right. She was cussing in public. I'm like, well, you just did. But you're an adult. It's different.
So
it's different.
We were at dinner the other night at sitting at the table. I think it was Monday. I made before I had to go to Toppenish for the week. I made some spaghetti and stuff. And so we're sitting around the table. And Alicia, you know, she cusses. We both cuss. But she tends to have a little more of a sailor's mouth, I guess. And she says something. And she's not cussing at anybody, obviously. But she just cussing. Oh, that's fucking crazy. Whatever. And JJ's like, language. Watch your mouth. You know, like, he's like in front of a dog.
Being silly kind of a thing.
Kind of, but like not really.
But
like
meaning it.
Yeah, he meant it. But the way
silly
he said,
tone, but like
not even a silly tone. He was like serious, like really old man. Like, hey, you
language.
Mom, you need to really watch the way you talk in front of adult, like in front of the kids and this and that. Like,
he is the kids. What is he talking about?
At least he's like, you're right, but you know what? I'm an adult, and so no.
Go to your room.
Yeah, he was right. Obviously, like
right,
but he just did it in a way where it's like, bruh, you're 9. Shut the fuck up. No, right.
Yeah. Shut your fucking mouth.
Don't tell me what to do.
You're not the boss of me.
I pay bills around here. Yeah.
You know, speaking of respect, right? You should probably show respect to your body and your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And one way that you can show respect to your body and mind is by putting good things into it.
Then why not reach for Magic Mind?
Magic Mind is an amazing little drink. Comes in a small shot bottle like these here.
They come, basically it's like a little daily drink.
It's like a little daily shot.
Yeah, of just goodness and health, and it's like it's a good like boost to your day, especially when you get those moments of just downtime.
Yeah, it's a boost to your day that doesn't give you that annoying crash at the end.
Yeah,
you know, sure. Sometimes you get that coffee in you, or you get, you know, those like caffeinated teas.
Get close to lunch and you're just like kind of tired.
Yeah, you're just tired. You're kind of worn out. Or maybe it's late and you really just want something.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you're like me, you brew that pot of coffee because you're like, oh, coffee sounds good. And then you just can't fall asleep.
Yeah.
You're like, why did I do that?
That was me yesterday.
Why did I do that? I feel like trash. Coffee, and I'm not knocking coffee. I love coffee.
Yeah, you do.
But nighttime coffee, not the best choice. My younger years, not so bad. My older years, it kind of gives that weight in the gut, you know?
Yeah.
You sit and then, there, yeah.
And then you have, like you said, all that caffeine.
You kind of laying there. Caffeine, I don't feel like used to have that effect on me, but now I'm like, ding.
I know.
Laying there, like wide awake.
The cool thing with this, it has the matcha, uh-huh, which is a naturally occurring caffeine.
Right.
So it kind of, when it's the natural caffeine, you don't have that crash at the
right
end,
and coffee, I mean, has a natural caffeine in it too, but the matcha reacts differently.
Seems
it's like it's more of like a slow, imagine like a slow release capsule.
Yeah, and I think it's not as hard of a hit as coffee,
right?
You know what I mean?
It stimulates the mind,
you know what I mean?
Which is a nice thing. You think a little bit more clearly. The nootropics make your body just work a little bit better, help you kind of get rid of some of that excess stuff that's mm-hmm disgusting.
You know. And then got vitamin D and C.
So vitamin D and C, which we don't get enough of.
You don't want COVID, right?
No. Oh, the new strand, man.
Immunity.
It
helps build the immune system. It's not going to make you immune to it, but no, you know,
we're not suggesting that they claim.
No, but vitamin D, it's good for you, man. I think that's something a lot of people lack still.
I think last week I was saying that my doctor told me, like, we just don't get enough at all. I'm on a supplement for it.
Okay.
And, you know, the drink itself, I don't know how they pack so much into such a small drink. It's pretty crazy.
Science, baby.
But it's the science. It's micro science.
It is, pretty much.
So, yeah. I mean, if you work a kind of like a mental job where you've got to think throughout the day and you just get that rummy feel at the end, I've said this before, I know I do.
Yeah.
Maybe
for sure.
It's good, you know, a little side note to your lunch. You're just about done.
Yeah. I think this is a good thing to drink for me. Like, after lunch, because after lunch I'm like kind of like
you start to get that brain dead feeling, you know, and like the end of the workday,
this is a good,
if you're like me,
boost.
you teach and you're talking all day and you're thinking and you're having to kind of adjust things you're mentally active the whole time, I get a little rummy. You got to comment to parents, talk to parents at the end, you're typing messages, you look back and you're like, wow,
I'm
a teacher. You know, do something to help yourself. A little magic mind might make your brain just work a little bit more smoothly, a little better.
Yeah, just put in a, what is it? What's the website?
Yeah.
So what's the website?
It'll be in the notes when we release the episode. You can go to their
magicmind.com/justbloodtwenty
website. It'll be down there, whatever it's called. I kind of forget. But we can get 20% off of your overall purchase by going to their website and putting in justblended20. Mm-hmm. Give you 20% off your total purchase. Justblended, one word, all caps. Justblended20, numbers 20.
You'll love it.
And what else was I going to say? And right now they're running a deal for February. You can get a significant amount off the overall price on top of our 20% off by using our code. You can make a selection where you get, like, basically, I think it's like an extra month.
Yeah.
On top of your order.
They got a 3-month supply and you get 1 month free.
Yeah.
Yep.
So altogether, it's somewhere around 45% off of your overall purchase.
Yeah, 56%.
So it's pretty nice.
Yep.
I know. Yeah. It seems like every month they kind of release like a new little, what do you call it? Like a deal, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool when you break down the price, you know, like if you're looking at it and you're thinking like, hey, that seems pretty expensive, because it is kind of like a block price.
Yeah.
But if you actually break it down by drink, you're going to spend a lot more on a lot of other
crap. If you're a coffee drinker, like a Starbucks person, you're spending so much
more. You're going to spend at least double on a cup of coffee. And, you know, it doesn't have phytosilocyphicins.
Yeah, no phytosilocyphicin.
It doesn't have cordyceps. It doesn't have
turmeric.
Lion's mane mushrooms.
And I've said it before, the turmeric, I love turmeric.
The turmeric's great. So.
Yeah.
So yeah, Magic Mind, get yours today. Remember, just blended 20 at checkout to get 20% off of your overall purchase. 20%. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, happy Sunday. No.
Yeah.
No, I was in Toppenish all week working, and that was, we hired
someone. So that was your week, right?
Yeah,
that
we had, so I had interviews. I actually had not two interviews. I had six interviews. Oh, God, I'm going to talk about this. This is great. So Tuesday and Wednesday, my team and I, we had an interview, a new candidate for Oregon, one of our Oregon locations, uh-huh, over in the Salem area. So we had a total of about six people. We interviewed, five showed up, one didn't, which I kind of had a feeling wasn't going to show up. And later he texts, or he sends a message saying, oh, I didn't get the email, this and that and the other thing.
Oh.
And I look and I'm like, well, it's sent. So no sympathy. I can't deal with that already. You know, right. Like, I don't want to start that way.
Yeah.
The first guy we interviewed is who we ended up hiring.
Oh, nice.
He had such a great attitude. He was like funny, kept joking about food. He had this attitude about him that just like,
he's going to be personable.
He loves people. Like you can tell, like, that's what I needed, you know, in that clinic, because it's just a 180 of what was there, right?
All right.
Anyway, I don't remember if it was the last interview that day or the first interview the next day. I can't recall. Anyway, I think it was the first interview the next day. We're interviewing this guy, and he's this old, you know, older gentleman, and he's doing a great interview, and he's having good answers. He has years of experience. I'm like, awesome. But towards the end of the interview, he's in a Zoom, so the background's kind of blurred.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he reaches for a mug, and he drinks it, and he puts it back. You know, nothing of it. But I'm like, I see him drink it, and I'm like, that's a fucking beer mug.
Oh.
Right? It's what, the glass beer mugs? And that substance looks a little beery, right? It looked like a light beer, like a Corona or a fucking Bud Light or something was in there. And I was like, okay. You like, you put on a computer, he goes like that, and you just see it come in the picture, and he's like, takes a drink, and he talks, and we're like, all right, right. We finish up the interview, and then...
Did everybody think that?
Yeah. So we finish up the interview, and so what I do is, so we're all mostly on like a Zoom-style call. Me, Rosie, and Melkina are in this conference room, and then the rest of my team's, you know, on the screen, so we're all talking, and I was like, hey, guys, what do you think about him? Blah, blah, blah. And then Rick, my Spokane tech, goes, was it me or was that a beer? And I start laughing. I was like, I thought I was the only one who saw that. I go, I'm pretty sure.
Why wouldn't you just wait till after? I was like,
I'm pretty sure that was a beer.
That's crazy.
I was like, whatever. Still finishing our top three.
Yeah.
He was still like a top three.
He might be an alcoholic, but man, he's
good. I was like, probably don't need that. It was the funniest thing.
Was he at a bar? No, that'd be so funny.
There's no way you can convince me otherwise that wasn't not a beer.
Well,
it wasn't apple juice colored.
It's just not a smart choice, right? A beer glass with
terrible
a beer coloration in it.
Yeah, the combo was just too magic.
Yeah, like, and you're in an interview. Like,
yeah, it's only, you know,
put it in a coffee mug.
What's it's only 10:50, almost 11.
Man, sorry, I'm a little parched.
Yeah, but you know what? It was our second interview the next day, so it was almost noon.
Yeah,
so I guess we're close. But yeah, that was fucking funny as hell, dude. I never seen anybody. You know,
God bless him. God bless him. He needs to apply at like a beer company.
Yeah,
for sure. That's where he. For sure.
It was
a good life choice. Good life choice.
But I don't know. I hate doing interviews.
Yeah,
it's like the same questions over and over.
Yes.
So what attracted you to this position in this one in particular? It's like I have this. We have like an interview question.
Yeah.
The first guy, I had to cut him off, actually.
Really? He went too long or just
It was a cut. It was like around 9. It was around 10:50. He has about 9 minutes left.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. We still got like 8 questions. Because he's a chatterbox. Wow. He is. So I don't know.
That if
he's
could like, be a problem.
I don't know if he's a talker in the sense that he's nervous and talks a lot.
Yeah,
or he just,
could be.
He can talk a lot. And that, yeah, I can see how that could be a problem.
Right? But if he's, spend too much time bullshitting like, with people and not getting work done.
And he's going to work a little bit.
Right.
Oh, man, if he starts talking to the maintenance guy there, bro, they ain't never doing nothing.
Maintenance likes to talk to.
Oh, yeah. He's a good guy. Jonathan, shout out to you. he's a talker and he knows it. He's cool though.
Yeah.
Like he's a good guy though. But yeah, so he spoke quite a bit. So I was just like, I seen all the last questions. I was like, well, you know, it's been a good, cause it came to me to ask one of the questions. So at that moment I was like, I'm ending it cause we don't have time.
Yeah.
I have another interview. So during that interview, our second interview, I have all these interviews fucked up because the second interview was with someone else who jumped on the Zoom call during the first interview.
Oh,
too bad. That'd have been funny to catch us. Oh, you're definitely getting hired.
This next guy looks horrible. Oh
hi. Hey.
Wow. Poor guy.
Yeah. But then he hung up and I was like, I could see it because I could see it on the screen and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then he like.
So it wasn't set up where he had to be let in?
No, because I did like a personal room. So the meeting invite is pretty much the same. So anybody who has that pretty much that URL could have just potentially just jumped on.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So that's a learning for me. I feel like I'm here.
Because we did we used to do the waiting room so we could control who came in and who left.
Yeah, I might do that again, but sometimes it's just annoying.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Just jump on. Sometimes some of the techs will jump on earlier than I am.
Right.
You know, I'm doing something or going to the restroom or something, so I'm not on. So they do that.
I gotcha.
I don't know.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But question, I don't know if I have a question of the week.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
More than like something that I was talking to you about.
Uh-huh.
A situation happened with the kids and stuff. Yeah. So there's something happened with my daughter and my wife and they just had a conversation, whatever. And our daughter, she has goals in her life and something that really kind of made me think about it was, I think as young adults, we tend to forget about those goals.
Sure.
So I guess a question could be like, if you have a goal in mind, what do you do to keep yourself focused on that goal?
Oh,
because my thing is, with life, a lot of times you have moments where those goals can kind of slip by,
right?
You forget about them because something happened. Maybe you lost a job, maybe your car broke down, but along the way that idea that you wanted, you forgot.
Right.
So how do you keep yourself motivated to, my car broke down, but I'm still going to do this because this is what I want to do. Like, so my thing is for her, I guess, and just for anybody in general, it's like, don't forget that you have that goal, right?
Right.
Always remember why'd you start, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. What was the reasoning for your beginning this journey? Because just know in life, like it's never, you're not going to go from point A to point B ever.
Right.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
Like you've said it a million times, the ebb and flow life has that.
Right.
And so there's those moments kind of like with that gentleman, when you are riding that high, remember that high. Because in those drops, those moments, like you had mentioned last week, those moments of drop, you got to have something to motivate yourself
through.
And I think that was actually a good tie-in with last week.
Because, yeah, for sure.
Because that's kind of how it is. It's like, yeah, I get you have goals, but don't forget that goal.
Right.
You know, that's awesome.
Right.
Stay with it. It's going to – shit's going to be hard. Life's going to be hard. And I told the JJ and Elena this yesterday. I was like, life's going to be hard. Things are going to be hard. But just don't quit.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like eventually, if you keep it there, eventually it's going to get there. Who knows how or when,
right.
But just you keep doing that and you do that persistence, man.
Yeah.
After a while, that shit pays off.
Absolutely. I got a couple things to add. The one thing I talk, Elliot loves video games.
Yeah.
Loves video games. He wants to be a YouTuber when he grows up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like every kid.
Yeah.
He wants to be a game designer, whatever term he uses, when he grows up. I'm like, okay, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So now we need to look at what do we have to know to get there.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I'm like, I try to just keep their mindset into like, there are steps and there are skills that need to be learned. To get that, if you absolutely know what you love, it's a gift because most of us don't really know what
we
want to do. So if you've got a passion for something, it's very easy. And I think there's a whole industry around like the real simple, little catchphrases.
Yeah.
You know, and like visualize it and it'll come true. And it's like, no, visualizing is a great skill and tactic, a step. But it's a part of it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work. You can't just assume the universe is going to give it to you because you're just open to it. You have to be open and do things actively to move in that direction.
I agree.
And that's the hard part, because I often, you know, your own fears and anxieties get in the way of making those moves. But that's what I'm telling the kids, like, okay, Elliot, you want to do these things. What do you need to learn now so that you're actually ready to do that?
Yep.
You're not just going to become a famous YouTuber.
Yeah, there's steps, you know, to this.
There's video editing. There's audio that you have to learn.
There's content.
Lighting. There's content. There's marketing. All these different aspects of this that you need to learn if you're going to make that happen. The video game design stuff. There's a ton of programming and computer-based stuff that you need to learn now. So then when you go to a college program, because you're going to need a degree, you've already got these basics down and you've put yourself in a position to be able to do it.
For sure.
What schools are good for that? Where do you want to go to school to get that? You need to know that so that you've got that.
Yeah.
It needs to be a plan thought out. And that is where the overwhelming side comes in, is when you've got the big idea. And this is where I've been most of my life.
Yeah.
You got a big idea, but you don't know the steps to get there.
Well, that too. And I think if you kind of, it's hard because like you have that big idea, right? And then you start thinking about the steps to get there. And in that process of a thought sometimes becomes overwhelmed because you're like, well, because then you do start thinking like, where do I get this? What do I do here? What do I gotta, like,
right.
You know, like you start and you're, I'm just not going to do it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I don't know.
And that's the tricky thing with life, because when you're young, time is a weird thing. You feel like all your time is ahead of you, but you also feel like you don't have the time.
Yeah, yeah,
for sure. Is that right? Yeah, like feel like if it's going to take a year, that's way too long.
Yeah.
Right? When you're older, you realize a year goes by in a heartbeat.
It does.
And like you look at the way we've done the podcast, okay? We're at a position now after a little over 2 years doing this. We've got, you know, we're working with Magic Mind. We've talked to some really cool people. We've been on another podcast.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're going to have some... We're going to be working with a few other podcasts. We're somewhere. We're not huge.
Yeah,
we don't make money off of this.
No. Nope.
But we've done it consistently almost every week for over 2 years. Yeah. We've gotten better at some skill sets.
Well, and I think not only the skill sets, but I think for me anyway, like my mental state, feel like it's better. And is it this podcast? Is it other things in my life? Probably a mixture
Probably
of everything.
All of it.
But, I don't know. I think, just being consistent and, you know, sticking with it no matter how hard it gets. Because there's been times I hadn't wanted to do like a podcast.
Sure.
You know? Like, there's been times like that.
Last winter, every week, I felt like I had nothing to say. I was so down and depressed last year.
But so like I told the kids too, like, you know, just realize this. You're going to fail.
Yeah.
In life. At some, you're no matter what you try, there's you're gonna fail. Mm-hmm. You don't learn without failing.
Right.
You know what? You don't just know. People who do things don't just know how to do those things. Mm-hmm. There is maybe a small handful that do, but most are gonna fail 1,000 times before that one time hits.
Right.
But when it hits, you know that feeling.
Yeah.
And you just ride that like you're okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Just be good with failing. It's kind of what I was trying to tell the kids yesterday.
Yeah, because our culture is bad with the idea of failing. Our culture really does project failure is not acceptable.
Yeah.
But
quitting's not acceptable.
We learn the most when we fail. I'm a part of a group in the school district that's working on some stuff. I won't get into it.
Yeah.
It's boring. But
thank
and
you.
Thank God. Everyone tunes out now. There's, you know, one of the big pieces of this group is talking about how to harness failure.
Yeah.
Because failure is not a bad thing. Like you said, it's a part of the process.
Yeah, it is.
Every time something fails and we look at why it failed, we learn something crucial.
Exactly.
Elon Musk. The guy's interesting. I don't love everything he does. But one thing I do like, every time that rocket ship explodes, he says, okay, that's data. Let's look at it. Let's learn from that explosion. What went wrong and what are we going to fix next time? Yeah. He'll blow up 10 of those things.
He got the money for it.
To the end. And we don't all, obviously, that's extreme. We don't have money to build rockets to blow them up. But that, if you're learning math, and it's hard, if you're learning how to do video and audio editing, you know, you just start. And you dig in, you learn little things, and slowly you learn more and more, and you put all that together.
Yeah. And like when we started this, I didn't know how to fucking video edit.
Neither one of us did.
We didn't know how to audio edit. We didn't know. We just knew programs that worked.
Right.
So we that's where we started.
Right.
There's been times where I've had to like YouTube things, just like with car issues.
Yeah.
I think I can fix it. Let me YouTube it. Okay, let me try. And is it as easy as that YouTube? No. It never is. But once I get it, the next time around, it's like that YouTube for me. You know, it's just easy.
Right.
But yeah, just, I don't know. I think that's something I need to try to really instill to the kids too. It's like, it's okay to fuck up here and there. It's okay to fail, but just, and it's something I've told, I think, of Lena when she was younger. I just don't quit.
Yeah.
If you quit, you're quitting on yourself and you're never going to learn anything. If you just stop, it's going to be hard. Like
if you find that there's no interest in that and there's no reason, that would be different.
Yeah, but that's
like
different.
If it's something worth the time, like if for you, a question for you, have you had something in your life where later you looked back and said, man, if I would have stuck with that.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know? I think some sports, I feel like if I would have stuck with, or if I would have done earlier, I think I would have been.
You kind of look back.
I feel like I'd have been pretty good. Like,
I don't have anything in that now. You know, and if I had done it, I'd be so much better off.
Yeah. I mean, I think about, there's certain things in my life where I think if I would have done this or that, like it would have been different. But I try not to dwell on that because a lot of times you can fall in that trap of you just get lost in that thought and you're just there's times where it's just like, fuck, I shouldn't have done this or that or whatever. But I don't know, you know, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, those guys, they had this mentality that, you know, they wanted to be the best at what they did.
Right.
And so they fucking did as many times, you know, they probably missed millions of shots. But when those shots counted, you know, they fucking, you know, all that hard work paid off. I just heard this story. It was by a basketball player. He was telling this story about this NBA player named Ray Allen who made this, like, I don't know if it was a game winner or it was a crucial moment in the NBA finals, but he hit this three-pointer. And it was a sick three because he like backpedaled and he like had a fade out and shoot this three from the corner. And they said every day after practice, he would lay down on his back and the coach would do something and he would get up, backpedal to the corner and shoot. Like, he did this constantly. All the time.
So he trained himself.
He trained himself to backpedal, knowing that he wasn't going to step out of bounds. He never looked like, oh, shit, I might hit. He just knew that movement so well because he did it so much.
But it triggered the next movement.
And so then he just memory, boom. Hits
muscle
that.
Memory, yeah.
And they say that's the only time in his career that he's had to do that. But he probably did that 1,000 times.
Yep. Police officers, maybe not anymore, but I know I was wanting to become a cop, one of the things they talked to you about is the amount of times you have to pull a gun out and put it back in a holster over and over again so you can feel it. They talked about putting a clip in and out. Now it's probably not.
Pulling the trigger, I think.
You know, sometimes. But like, yeah, there's a ton of jobs or areas where you've got to get really good with the muscle memory. You're playing guitar is a perfect example. When you get good enough at a song, you don't even have to think.
That's the thing, you know, I wish I would have.
Your fingers just know what to do. But when you come to play something new, like, I'm not good enough of a guitarist. My brother's getting there. He's getting better than I am. He knows certain scales and things where you learn sort of tricks where anywhere on the fretboard, you kind of know what's going to happen. I'm not there yet.
Like, you know the tone or whatever.
Yeah, it's like math. So there's certain places you put your finger. These scales are certain set points of notes that you play.
Yeah.
So you play the same rhythm, but you go higher and then it's a different note or a different key. And so you can get to the point, you can do a lot of amazing things without having to think very hard.
Yeah.
But then there's always something new where you really have to think and screw up over and over.
But and that's like Elena's doing guitar and she's learning. That's something I wanted to learn, and I'm a left-handed, so I was trying to learn, but then it was it was one of those things I kind of just quit doing because it was hard.
Right.
And I didn't know what I was doing. So I was just like, I stopped.
Guitar is a metaphor because it's painful when you're first learning and you're really working on guitar and you're playing hours and hours and hours, your fingers ache.
Oh, I bet.
The strings, because you have to learn how to hold a fucking metal string. And you don't have any calluses on your fingers. After a while, you build up calluses, and it doesn't really hurt.
I use my fingernails.
They get used to it, right?
Yeah.
But, in the very beginning, I would have black divots in the tips of my fingers from holding the strings down. And it's like, you know, the metal kind of wears that black on you.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would just ache. But there was such a reward, you know, when you first you learn your first chord. You know, you hold your fingers in the right spot on the right strings.
And it sounds...
You don't have to do one finger at a time anymore. And you can hit it. And it's not... It's an actual note.
It just has that beautiful melody.
It gives you all that work was worth it. Then you got three chords, you know, and you can play...
Yeah.
You know, a handful of songs. Easy. You know, not necessarily to their full, but... You can play the basic rhythm. Or
it's
whatever.
That being persistent and being consistent.
But it's painful. Growth is painful.
Yeah, it is.
It's embarrassing sometimes. It hurts sometimes.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
It's going to be. Like, you got to just accept that.
But later on, it's never embarrassing later on to say, yeah, this was the struggle. This was the challenge.
No, that's good.
You know, listen to everyone that succeeded in something talk about the failure to get there. Because once you've gotten there, it doesn't really matter how you got there.
Yeah. So I'll take for me, for example, like I quit drinking, right?
Yeah.
I just, for me, what I use as my motivator is remembering a why.
Yeah.
Remember, you know, kind of like remember your why.
Right.
Why did you start? Why did you do this? You know, and then when you can remember that, like, it gives you that motivation. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it puts you back in that place, that state of mind you were in at one point.
Right.
So for me, when I think about it, I'm like, no, I don't want that. I can remember how the kids felt. I can see their faces. I can, you know, it puts me back in that. Okay, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. How I felt. And I didn't like, you know, like, so I'm like, no, okay, I'm good. You know?
Right.
So I don't know. It's okay. Like, just like I said, remember you're going to fail in life. You got to be good with the fact that that's going to happen and move on and just keep trying. And one day something will give, just like for us with our podcast. We keep grinding at it.
Right.
Are we putting in the work we need to? Probably not. We could probably put more work if we wanted to, but we don't.
Look, because if we wanted this to be the full career.
Yeah. But we like where we're at right now, you know, but we're slowly growing. It's a slow process. Right. We don't have thousands of subscribers or anything like that,
but
I would love that. Tom would probably,
if we did, that would become our career because have to put have to put a full work day in every day of the week.
You know, and I look at I look at the stuff I do. Like, I like to play video games.
Yeah.
Could I use that time I'm playing my games and put it into maybe throwing out a couple YouTube shorts or doing that? Yeah. And there's times I think about that, right?
Uh-huh.
Am I wasting time? I don't think so.
No, because
I like playing my video games.
Life has to be a balance.
But there is times where I balance that, where I'm like, okay, you know what? Tonight, I'm not going to do that. I need to focus. I need to edit. I need to maybe let me get a short out, especially when I'm starting to feel like we need to get that out. I'm going to do this. I'm going to put this in there instead of just being like, maybe I'll do something.
But I think this is really good advice for kids that, you know, I want to be an artist or I want to be a musician or I want to be this or that or the other thing. How are you defining being that?
Oh yeah.
You know, like, are you saying I want to be a famous, rich,
where's your superstar? Success? What's your idea of success? Right.
Or are you just saying, I love this very much and I want it to be a part of my life? And if I can do it, do I want to do it to make money or do I want to do it just as a hobby? Like, what level of success are you looking for?
Yeah.
You can become a music teacher or an art teacher and make a living doing the thing that you like. If that doesn't float your boat, you can see, there are people that write scores for video games or play music in the score for a video game or in movies or, like, you know, there are a lot of avenues that you can look at outside of just, I think a lot of us get caught up in this idea. I want to be an actor. That means I want to be Brad Pitt. I want to be famous in movies, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
blah. But how many people spend their entire lives just doing local theater and love it because they love the acting. Is it the thing that you love, or is it the idea of fame and wealth you love?
Yeah, you got to find that
you know, because in your life, very few people are going to get super rich and famous. Like, we're probably never going to become super famous voices of
whatever. And in my mind, I think we could be.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, of course, we're amazing.
But
is that why we do it every day?
No, exactly.
Do we come
not.
In every Sunday to talk to each other because that's what has to happen for this to all be worth something?
No, think we just come because we like to talk to each other.
We like it. And I feel like we're getting better, you know, and that's fun. I like, you know, not hating the sound of my voice now. At the beginning, I was like, I hear myself talk now. I'm like, getting better and better.
So the funny thing is, I hear myself talk and I don't hate the voice. It's just there's certain things I'll say that make me laugh.
We're all critical of ourselves.
We laugh so hard after like these podcasts in because we'll be, you know, well, Tom will be editing the audio version and I'll be right here with him and we'll be like, we'll hear just like I'll stutter or something and we'll just laugh because it sounds so obviously we're so critical of ourselves.
You also are funny when you listen back to yourself. The things that you say about what you said are just funny, but it's hard because I'll, you know, we're thinking as we're talking, obviously. Yeah.
And so I'm a slower thinker.
You really, but you hear all the times that you weren't quite sure where you were going or you remember what was in your head at that moment.
And you're like, that's what I meant.
What you're hearing yourself trying to get to that point.
There's been times it's like you have this thought here and then like we'll be talking and like I'll have a thought here and then somehow the conversation goes a different way and then that thought kind of starts going away and then I'll say something and I'm like I don't even fucking remember.
Excuse me. Hi. Or you have to sneeze in the middle of something.
But, you know, that's it. That's.
But the beauty is, with the magic of editing, you can cut some of that dumb shit out. So it sounds pretty good in the beginning.
And look, you know, the one thing I will say is we don't really edit.
Not a lot.
We edit the beginning for clips and stuff. But as far as like pauses and stuff, we don't edit.
No, you guys hear authentic us. We come in, we bring in the notes of stuff that we think about throughout the week or sometimes nothing. And we just talk. And
in my shorthand notes, sometimes in my moment,
you forget
I had this like profound thought on some stuff, and I'm like, yeah, that's so deep, bro. Let me just shorten that.
Yeah.
And then when it comes time, you know, 4 or 5 days later, I'm like, don't know why.
Nope.
Don't know what that problem
is. No idea.
Profound thought.
Writing down your dreams, and then you wake up, you're like, dog biscuits, water park.
What? I'm taking the dogs to the dog park.
I don't know what was going on.
Babe, I think we're taking the dogs to the dog park.
Yeah. God, I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, I think that's all I got.
Hey, go Niners.
Go Niners.
If you like the Chiefs, I guess go Chiefs.
No.
I'm going for the Niners. They haven't pulled one off. And I think, you know, after this amount of times trying to go, they deserve it. So that's why.
Brock Purdy deserves it. He's a good guy.
For Taylor Swift, if you got engaged, congratulations. We're pre-game right now recording, so we don't know.
We don't know.
Be nice to Taylor.
There is a bet right now in Vegas.
I'll bet.
They have one. Is Travis Kelce going to propose to... Taylor Swift during the halftime.
What if he proposes to somebody else? I wonder if there's a bet for that.
Proposes to like some other random.
Some other random.
But there's like a bet in Vegas. Like I forget what the over-under is at. Obviously, if you played, you'd hit. Like it was crazy. If he actually proposed at halftime and you bet on that, even if you bet like a couple bucks, you're winning like thousands.
That's nuts.
It's crazy. Something crazy like that.
He won't do it.
No.
I doubt it. But
he's rich. He's going to do something like... jumping off the moon down to earth and propose. I don't know. Rich people do some crazy weird shit. I'm going to propose on your anus.
And who knows, man? Like, we're assuming that they're even ready for that. Leave them alone.
They're fucking, man.
They're crazy kids. Let them have fun.
Anyway, you guys have a good week.
Yeah. Take care. Hopefully your team wins.
Niners.
Yeah. Or did win because you're probably listening to this later in the week. So hopefully your week's going well. All right. God bless.
Later.